God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
It is good to see you, and it's always helpful when I get mic'd up, isn't it? Come on in from the cold, everybody. Come on in. We have a nice, warm place for you. I welcome you this morning to First Church to the fourth Sunday of Advent. We have how many hours now before Christmas? Someone surely is counting down. Yeah, 4 days before Christmas, 3 full days before Christmas. I hope everyone is ready. But anyway, we welcome you. My name is Eric Dirks, and it is great to see each and every one of you this morning. I hope that none of your pipes were frozen or anything. Mom and Dad, during last week's, they were listening online, they thought, to the cantata, and they realized that they were listening to last year's cantata after the cantata was over, because I mentioned that our pipes were frozen. And Mom called after church and said, "Why are your pipes frozen?" But it was when we were living in the camper last year, remember? That our pipes were frozen. Every pipe was frozen. But anyway, this is definitely cold, frigid air. We want you to be careful in all that you do. If you would turn to your announcement bulletin this morning, make sure you pay attention. Look at these beautiful Christmas poinsettias. They are just gorgeous, and everyone on this sheet purchased one or more of those, so make sure you pay attention to those names, because that allows us to know who beautifies our sanctuary. The red insert is about apportionments and the staff as well. You're invited to take a look at that. The back of my sermon notes, it says, "Hey, Ignite Youth." All right, pay attention to that if you are associated with the youth in any way. Make sure you come to the lock-in on New Year's Eve. I'll be at home watching New York come in. No, I don't think I will be. But anyway, make sure you pay attention to that as well. And speaking of youth, today's schedule is a little bit different. At 2:30, we're going to meet here at the church, and there's going to be caroling. You're going to carol in different places. And then at 4:30, if you couldn't make it caroling, make sure you get to the church by 4:30, because then we're going to leave and go out to our house for the Christmas party. So please make sure youth, or anyone associated with youth, make sure you let them know, if they're not here today, that is taking place. So 2:30 here at the church. Bring a snack to share to the party and a gift under $5. I guess we're just going to randomly throw them at each other. Is that what we're doing? Okay. All right. But anyway, make sure you come to that. Also, this is a short week. As you well know, I'm sure, in the office, we'll be closing the office at noon on Wednesday. Make sure, though, you make the Christmas Eve candlelight service a part of your tradition. Last year, it was just a packed house, and it was gorgeous. Here to be here with you all and to share in that. So make sure that you come on Christmas Eve, and it's at 6 o'clock, and it will just be a great time to be together. Thank you all so much for being here. If the ushers haven't done it yet, would you please pass out the registration pads? And if you would put your name, address, telephone number in that, we would greatly appreciate that. If you're visiting with us today, we put out a special welcome for you. We thank you for your presence here today, and we just ask that you especially fill that out so we can greet you properly and say thank you so much for worshiping with us. If you're listening to us on the radio, we welcome you. We feel like it is a privilege to be broadcast around this area as we share the light of Christ with the Lakes area. So thank you for tuning in to 97.1 and sharing this morning with us as well. You ready for an awesome worship service this morning? All right, let's have a prayer, and then we'll have a prelude, and we'll begin. Dear God, you're an awesome God, and we thank you so very much for this day. It is really cold, God, and we just ask that you protect each and every one of us, Lord. Send your holy anointing, God, in Jesus' name, to help us think ahead and help us be prepared no matter what might happen so that we can stay warm in this frigid weather, God. We thank you for this warm place that you have given us. We thank you, God, that we have a church, that we, a building that we can come to and celebrate you and worship you, Lord, and all that you do in our life. We thank you, God, that we can come together and support one another. And we just ask that as we do that, God, you anoint us fully with your Holy Spirit, that we would tangibly feel your presence here today, that we would experience you in our lives and bring from this place you into our households all this week as we celebrate the birth of your Son. We ask for your anointing, God. Make us one with each other and one with you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.